Order.
I announce today that the Cabinet has agreed to a proposal for law changes in the short term, ones that cannot wait for a broader intelligence review required by law next year.
The Prime Minister, John Key, launching a major debate in the House with his long-awaited response to the threat from the Islamic State in the Middle East. Mr. Key ruled out military action abroad, but signalled tightened security at home by extending surveillance powers to the Security Intelligence Service.
I intend to seek broad political support to pass this very limited legislation, which I trust other parties will see as narrow and responsible.
Not the Greens.
Today, John Key has eroded both our quest for peace at home and abroad, and eroded New Zealanders' personal freedom.
Greens co-leader Maturia Ture said her party opposed New Zealand's involvement in the American-led fight against ISIS, as well as the proposed increased domestic surveillance measures.
$7 million of new funding for our secret services, increased scope for the state to cancel New Zealanders' passports, and most problematically, the expansion of video surveillance by the SIS without the prior need for a warrant.
While more supportive of the Prime Minister's response to ISIS, Labour's acting deputy leader, Annette King, was also looking forward to close scrutiny of the new surveillance powers.
Mr Speaker, we will examine the provisions very carefully at the Select Committee to ensure safeguards are in place to minimise potential abuse of the extended power.
While welcoming the Prime Minister's statement, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters complained that it was overdue.
There has been enough delay, there has been far too much prevarication. New Zealanders have seen events unfolding internationally and have only had a vague and indefinite comment from time to time from the Prime Minister.
Mr Peters also recalled that the Prime Minister denied yesterday in the House that Cabinet had made any decisions.
That denial was patently false. The people who briefed us had already told us that the Cabinet made a decision. So why the Prime Minister rise in the House yesterday and deny it is beyond me. Second, as those denials were being sounded, there were military planners who had already left New Zealand to act on behalf of this country.
And Mr Peters was angry that news media had been better briefed than members of Parliament.
It is right that the government should seek as wide a degree of cross-party support for national security issues and matters as possible. And that means taking other parties into their confidence and not giving preference to journalists in terms of information, as is so clearly demonstrated in evidence on page A15 of the Herald today.
There were similar sentiments from United Futures' Peter Dunn, who called on the Prime Minister to first make similar announcements in the House.
And not to an interested audience of notables and worthies outside of the Parliament in advance of this important occasion.
Peter Dunn described the measures outlined by the Prime Minister as prudent, but also expressed doubts about the increased surveillance measures.
And Mr Speaker, I must say that I do have some concerns about the additional funding being advanced to the SIS, the $7 million. I think that that's a matter that requires more scrutiny in terms of the direction of that expenditure, the purposes to which it's being put. And I'm sure that that's something that the Intelligence and Security Committee will turn its mind to in due course.
Mr Dunn also had misgivings about the country's foreign intelligence agency.
I have lingering concerns about the capacity of our GCSB to contribute effectively to that process. And it seems to me that what we are reliant on, in a lot of cases, is external intelligence coming in to New Zealand to assist us in the decisions that we might make. And in that context, I therefore worry about what we might be doing in terms of greater cooperation. And I would hate to think that we are in a position where the particular circumstances that we are concerned about properly with regard to the rise of ISIS are being used as a cover or an excuse for a more broadening extension of intelligence powers and practices than might otherwise be the case. I've not heard that suggested, and I hope it is not, in fact, the reality.
And Labour's Phil Goff was critical of the government's intention of having the legislation passed in 2 weeks.
That, in my view, is insufficient time for this House to give proper scrutiny to the fundamental issues that are involved whenever you extend the powers of a security intelligence organisation.
Phil Goff also revealed his party's role in ensuring that the legislation did at least get to a select committee.
At the insistence of the Labor Party, there will be at least a truncated select committee process so we can allow public and specialist input into the legislation.
Labour's Phil Goff. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.